Blog Talk Radio. Charmaine Day with Pussy Report Number One. That's Pearls of Wisdom Underground Christian Crew Intelligence Report. Tell him all. Tell him all you're going through. He'll comprehend. He is your friend. Sometimes it feels like you're all alone in a world that can often be cruel. But God has been here for you. He's never abandoned you. So tell him all. Tell him all you're going through. He'll comprehend. He is your friend. When you feel like you can't make it, and every day getting up is faking it, he'll give you the strength that you need, even if your faith is as small as a mustard seed. So tell him. Tell him all, because you know what I got? I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. Can you smell what the rock is cooking? I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. Can you tell what the rock is cooking? I got Jesus, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. Can you feel what the rock is cooking? Do you know what the rock is cooking? I got Jesus, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. If you know Jesus, raise your hands. Raise them. If you know Jesus, clap your feet. Stomp your feet. If you know Jesus, rock to the left, rock to the right, rock to the left, rock to the right. Raise your hands, raise your hands, stomp your feet, stomp your feet. No one can tell you what you know. No one can make you feel what you don't feel. If you can't feel what the rock is cooking, what do you know? I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. If you have Jesus, raise your hand. If you got Jesus, stomp your feet. If you got Jesus, clap your hands. I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. Do you know what you know, what you know? I got Jesus, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. Guess what, people? We're coming to the end. I got Jesus, you got Jesus, I got Jesus.
Hello to the very, very special person listening to this broadcast. Welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor and Christian consultant, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your weekly spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great. Let's begin. How are you feeling? I know you are feeling lovely. Oh, my goodness. Yesterday was just so, so wonderful. Seeing something so historical take place in the United States made me cry and weep and jump for joy. And I know you must be feeling great yourself. Let's give everybody a round of applause. Yay! Boy, let me tell you, God is awesome. And, you know, it made me think of the fact that the listeners of Taboo Talk are awesome, too, because each and every day we get up and we focus on achieving audacious, great goals for God. We are leaders in our community, and we may be the first or the only representation that people see of Jesus Christ. And you know what? We make God look good. So give God another round of applause. I tell you, Barack Obama makes God look good. We make God look good. And so I'm very happy today. And joining me today is someone near and dear to my heart, because we are talking about one special thing. You can achieve your dreams if you have audacious goals. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. And joining me is a woman who is just full of audacious goals. She has set them for herself. She has set them for her children. And she's a living testimony that if you put God first, everything falls in line. Help me welcome Mama Day, Mrs. Arlene Day. Hi, Mama Day.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, everybody. How you feeling?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Oh, my goodness. We know you're blessed and highly favored.
I can say it in Spanish, too, you know.
Oh, say it in Spanish, Mama Day. Go ahead.
I'm going to say it to you in Spanish.
Say it to me that I'm blessed and highly favored.
Tu eres dichosa y muy privilegiada.
You go, girl. Yay! I'm blessed and highly favored, and you're blessed and highly favored. And every listener of Taboo Talk, you know you're blessed and highly favored, because we serve a God that's good and on time. And what we are going to do is do some collective backpedaling for a second. As you know, we entered the fall quarter saying this is going to be our touchdown quarter. This is the time we were going to bring home the home run. This is the time that we were going to see miracle upon miracle upon miracle happen in our lives, and we're seeing it happen in this world because we know who's in charge. God's in charge. And we said we're going to do it for ourselves. We're going to get ourselves together by minding our P's and Q's, which was physical fitness, peace of mind, prosperity, knowing that we were a king or queen, and the fact that we spent quiet time with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God so that we can have our personal power and be together. Mm-hmm. So I know that our leaders are doing that, and that's why we're seeing great achievements like yesterday. And I know that you're doing it, and you have testimonies to tell. I know I'm doing it. You know, I've been minding my P's and Q's and eating right and exercising, and the weight is falling off of me, and I'm feeling good. I'm not sweating going up the stairs or down the block, and, you know, ideas are popping in my head on how to be successful, and I see God giving me the little things because I'm spending quiet time with him. Like, I said, Lord, I want this particular toy I had as a child, and I'm talking about this toy was made in 1973. Don't you know God made a way out of no way for that to come to me? Because that was a small desire of my heart. I trust that each and every one of you have been memorizing the scripture, Psalms 23:1. And Mama Day, we talked about that when we have service, right?
Yes.
That the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
That's right.
Okay, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I know you got that memorized, as well as Philippians 4:13. For I can do all things with Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Which brings me to today. Now that we have done all of that, we are going to set some audacious goals. I mean, showstopper goals, because, see, when the Giants had 39 seconds on the clock, they didn't say, okay, memo to the team, we are going to just throw in the towel. No, they said, memo to the team, this is when we're going to kick butt, and we're going to make that touchdown and win that game. We're going to bring home this victory. We're going to bring it home. And you know what? I know there were some Christians on there. I told you there was the guy who caught the ball. He said, I'm with Jesus. I went to the master and said, I want to bring this home. Okay, I'm setting this goal. I'm visualizing me catching the ball. I'm practicing that and doing my homework. I'm visualizing the ball coming to me right now. So, you know what? I want y'all to gear up and make y'all an audacious goal. And let me tell you what the word audacious means. Audacious means invulnerable to fear or intimidation. Audacious, invulnerable to fear or intimidation. Audacious also means unrestrained by convention or propriety. You know, it's not when you go, ooh, this is not the time to go tutu and pee pee and I'm not going to do this, okay? And audacious means disposed to venture or taking risk, because nothing ventured, nothing gained, people. And so how do we get to our fourth down quarter touchdown? How do we get to doing what we have to do? Well, let's go to a subject matter expert on audacious goals. Mama Day?
Yes?
I've known you all my life because you're my mother. And I have to say, you have set audacious goals for yourself from the time you were a teenager all the way up into my lifetime, setting audacious goals for me. And my question is, how do you set an audacious goal and get it made? Can you talk a little bit about setting audacious goals?
Okay. Setting a goal is, first of all, you have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to become? What is it that you want to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
And once you thought about it, then you thought about it, you think about it, and then you pray about it.
You thought about it, you think about it, and keyword, pray about it.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to have the thought, the thinking, before you can pray on it. You can't be praying on nothing now.
That's true. And
okay.
Sabrina says, hi, she's back this week. Welcome back, Sabrina. We see you. And she said, go, Mama Day, go.
Thank you. And you keep meditating on it and praying about it. And and then you do what you can do to bring it forward.
That's right. Okay. Now, Mama Day, what people might not know is that you were a single mother raising three children in a house in Roosevelt, Long Island, working 2 to 3 jobs. And you maintained that household for all the years that your children were in high school and college. So the question is, you know, how did you do that? And your kids were involved in every extracurricular activity that you could think of, and they were all smart and did well in school. How did you keep them motivated and plugging away for audacious goals? And how did you raise them up so that they could be leaders, Mama Day?
Okay, once, you know, I made the decision to separate and divorce your father, I made up my mind that we was going to stay in our house. And at a very early age, I think you was around 4 or 5 years old, and your sister was a year and a half behind you, I knew that I had some very intelligent children.
Mm-hmm.
I instilled in you early in life that school ended after a 4-year college.
That's
okay?
Right. You did. Mm-hmm.
And because I knew I had some very highly intelligent children, I made sure that your minds were constantly occupied,
mm-hmm.
giving you books, games, things to stimulate your mind, to self-educate yourselves. And I also knew that you needed God in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure that you got on the word. And then as you were getting older, I made sure that I worked at night so I could be home during the day in case I was needed at school or if anything, you know, happened to you or, you know, available.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that cost me sleeping time
right.
and stuff. But people say raising 3 children by yourself is very hard and it's difficult, and it wasn't.
Mm. Well, Sabrina says that's good mama day. Sabrina says that's good mama day.
Oh, thank you. You know, if you approach anything that is hard and, I can't do it, then you won't.
That's right.
As y'all were getting old, I told you your job was to get A's in school and keep the house clean.
Mm-hmm.
My job was to go to work and bring the money home.
That's right. You did say that. Yes.
And at times, yes, I made sure you went to church as I found better and better churches to go to. It meant driving. And, yes, I would fall asleep during the service and stuff. But I made sure y'all got the word.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing. I kept telling you, you can do anything you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That saying, mine is a terrible thing to waste. Yes, it is, especially when you know you have exceptionally smart, intelligent children.
Mm-hmm.
The sky was the limit. Yes, people were saying, oh, they can't do this, they can't become that. And I'm like, why not? Y'all were in junior high school, and y'all were talking about going to Cornell. And people would say, they can't go to Cornell. They can't do this. They can't. I'm like, please don't say can't to my children. I said, they can do anything they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Money was never an issue because didn't have none, so you didn't have to worry about it.
Mommy says she ain't have none, so, hey, what you going to get? Tell the truth. Testify. Just tell
That's
me.
Right. And as far as I was concerned, if you got in, God was going to make a way.
That's right. And you said that. God would make a way. And he did.
He did. When you became the editor, homecoming queen, I decided to show the town of Roosevelt how a homecoming queen was supposed to be. Not only did you have your gown, but your whole court was in tuxedos and gowns and stuff. And I think you was wearing my mink jacket I got and rented a white stretch limousine. You had the whole works. That's how you do it.
Mm.
You know? And When you go out full force like that, God sends you the people.
Mm.
This lady made you dress for nothing. You know, people just contribute and just proud of being a part of the whole festivities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I do believe that you and your sister went to Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
And graduated.
Yes.
And your brother went to Clark Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And graduated.
Yes.
And as far as I was concerned, my job was done.
Mama Day Sabrina, who is from Roosevelt, says she remembers that homecoming.
Wow,
with a smiley face.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, we have a witness here. You know, I'm telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, always God first. Always.
God first. And, you know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, people, there are a lot of single mothers out there, Mama Day, a lot of single mothers out there who say, how can I, you know, how can I have a child achieve whatever dream that they want to make? And, you know, now that we see anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me, hold on a second. Wait, let me just finish that thought. Now that we see anything is possible, how can I make sure my kid gets there? And I wanted them to hear from a mama how to get there. And Sabrina was like, yes, I was in the court also, FBLA queen in the house. Yes, Sabrina, go Roosevelt. So, yes, you know, I want to make sure that that no one gets left behind on Taboo Talk. We got a lot of mothers out there. We got a lot of fathers, too, a lot of single fathers out there raising children. And they need to know, how do we do it? And so the key here, the key, because, you know, I could say this happened for me, but there's nothing like the woman who did it. She's telling you. You have to think it, meditate on it, pray on it, and then act on it. You know, the fourth component of it is act. You can't just be thinking and praying and don't act. You know, you got to do your part, you know, because God is going to do his, you know.
Gosh.
There were times when it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy all the time to live up to the high standard my mother set for me. But I tell you this truth, I didn't want to be the one to bring home a D or not do my part when I saw her doing her part. And I'm telling you, your children will rise up to the bar you set for them if you give them a bar. But if you don't set the bar, no bar will be raised. And as an adult, okay, as your spiritual leader, I'm setting the bar for you today. I want you to have audacious goals because, see, I believe there is nothing that you cannot achieve. You can achieve anything that is in the will of God if you put your mind to it.
Amen.
Anything. Anything.
And you, the beautiful thing about it, like with Obama, you know, like he's I would also say Michael Phelps. Somebody was supporting them.
Yes.
A mother, a grandmother was encouraging them.
A father, yes.
Father, a grandmother, a brother, a sister, whoever raised them, whoever was most important in their life, was encouraging them. And what we see is the end result. But there was, you know, nothing happened overnight.
No, it doesn't.
It does not happen overnight. It's a process.
But what you have to do, people, is do your part. Like, you know, you come and you log on every week and you get your food. But if you don't eat it, digest it, and then work out so it doesn't turn into fat, then, hey, you know, it's going to be either waste or process and enhance you.
That's
so
right.
The thing is, you have to do you. And I think it's very, very crucial that we get into active participation. We get into active listening. We get into active learning. We get into, hey, we hear the word and we act on the word. We don't only just sit by and act like, you know, that's for somebody else. No, this is meant for you. Because audacious goals apply to you. When I said the fourth quarter was going to be tremendous, okay, we all forgot that we had the election going on. None of us was thinking, wait a minute, we're going to see the first black president. Okay, that was part of it. But, hey, prediction, I said the fourth quarter was going to be amazing. Hello, is it not? Okay, in our own personal lives, though, we need to have a touchdown, too. And so let's start with the audacious goal for ourselves. Whether it is something small, like I shared with you today, I was praying just for this little toy that made me happy. I said, let me tell you something. It's the little things that make me happy. And thinking about this little ViewMaster thing I had as a kid that, you know, I would spend time and quality time with myself just looking at, I was like, I want that. And how in the world am I going to get it? I don't know, but I went to Jesus. I said, Jesus, I want this. You know, he know I collect toys. And at the time, it wasn't easy to find. I've been searching for it. But God gave it to me, and it came in the mail today. I was playing with this toy. Y'all talking about happy? I said, well, this is an audacious goal. I said, because God made a way. First of all, I prayed on it. Second of all, I did research to find it. Third of all, he made the money come so I could have it. Because you know what? Didn't I tell you that I shall not be in want? This is an extra. It wasn't a need. So I'm putting the principles I'm teaching you into my own life. My needs are taken care of, and so are my wants. And so let's get on the audacious goals. You know, a lot of people said to me, Lady Charmaine Day, okay, what are you doing? Okay, first it was the books. Then why are you doing T-shirts? Okay, why are you doing radio and TV? And now you got a music CD. I'm like, let me tell you something. I don't believe there's nothing I can't do. What are you doing? I think that you should be doing whatever you put your mind to. I think we're all multi-talented, walking around special, because we all have God in us. And if we're children of God, we know we're made in his image. First of all, everybody's made in God's image. We know that. But we have something special where if we are Christians, we know we have God's favor. So I know if I put my mind to something, God is going to bless it because I walk with his favor. And you should know that if you put your mind to something and you set an audacious goal, God will make a way for it because you have his favor, his grace, his mercy. And I want to show you an example of that in the Bible. You know, today it came to me, David. That's an example of an audacious goal. David was a boy, okay? Came down to bring his brother some food. They fighting, okay? Battling for Saul. And the question was, can we beat this Philistine? There was this Philistine for 40 days that came out and said basically that Jehovah God was nothing, that the Israelites were nothing. They couldn't beat this 9-foot Philistine, okay? One day David came, he heard this Philistine going off about God, going off that nobody could beat him. And he said, none of y'all are addressing that? First of all, he going off about God. Hello? Y'all not checking him? You know, y'all need to take him out. Everybody running scared, okay? It says it in the Bible. People were afraid, terrified. So David said to himself, I'm going to take him out. What do I win? What do I get if I take him out? And basically, he got riches from the king. He got the hand of the daughter and his family. His entire family got exempt from taxes. Now, we know what taxes are like here right now. Taxes back then, same thing. He was happy that's a great package. He said, I'm going to go for it. Now, let me tell you what happens when you set an audacious goal. The people around you are going to think you crazy. First of all, the first thing they're going to tell you is, you cannot. His brothers are like, why are you coming down here starting mess? Why, you know, you're so conceited. The brothers called him conceited. It says that in the Bible. Why are you starting mess? So, you know, like, go home. Basically, you're an embarrassment. David was like, what? The king heard that this little boy asking a question, and he was like, come here. Now, can you imagine a boy, this grown behind men, scared halfway to death? But a boy's asking a question, and he gets the attention of the king. Is that not God's favor? Let me tell you, he goes up to the king. He says, I'm going to take him out. And the king said, how do you know you could do this? He says, well, you know what? I know who God is, basically, because when the lion came up against me, I took him out. When the bear came up against me, I took him out because I believed in God, and God had my back. So if God could do it for me in the past, he could do it for me in the present. This is nothing. You know, sometimes, and I have to stop there for a second, sometimes we go, oh, you know, yeah, God got me out of that jam. Because we prayed out to Jesus. Jesus, help me get out of this situation I'm in 5 years ago. But just because he did that 5 years ago, that don't mean he's going to do it today. I mean, do y'all ever realize the retarded thinking that y'all say sometimes in your own head? I mean, why wouldn't God, who got you out of the serious jam you were in 5 years ago or a year ago, not get you out of the jam you in today if you go to him and believe? He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So if you believe him to get you out of where you were yesterday and to deliver you, he will deliver you today. And so, and David knew this. He said, if he could deliver me from a bear, and if he could deliver me from a lion, I know he could deliver me from this man. I'm confident in God. Look, I know God got all of us out of some serious situations. You know, I mean, he didn't even have to get historical on it. He knew his rights. He said, I'm a child of the God. Look, I'm going to take him out. The king wanted to give him his armor and his knife and his protection. David put that on. He said, I can't do this. This is not me. And first of all, that's another thing. When you're trying to go for your audacious goals, sometimes people try to help you out and put their way of doing things on you. That don't mean it's going to work for you. Like, you know, thank you, but no thank you. I know how I'm going to get to the finish line, okay? If God gave me a vision and it wasn't, and he didn't tell me it was your way, you know, the old way of doing things, okay, because if the old way worked, then one of your soldiers would have killed this giant a long time ago. Y'all wouldn't need me to come up in here and kick butt. So, no, I'm going to take this off. So, you know what? He didn't go with nothing but 5 stones and a slingshot. And he went with this word. He said, and I quote from 1 Samuel 17, verse 45, David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. Do you see how he rolled up on his audacious goal? He didn't even claim it in what his strength. He said, my God will get this. This is not my battle. People,
amen.
I told y'all from jump, memorize Philippians 4:13. For the Lord, I could do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Why did I say that? Because in Jesus, we can do all things. We think that we have to do it in our own strength. And you know what? I'm going to bring up the example my mother told you about homecoming. You know, it was an audacious goal for me to say in Roosevelt High School I was going to be homecoming queen. It was audacious, okay? At the time, I had a lot of opposition. And it was just like, how in the world is this going to happen? But I said, you know what? I tithed faithfully. My mama had me in church. I believed in Jesus. I said, let me tell you, a way will be made. God will make a way for me. He made a way. That wasn't even 90 days that happened. Okay? So, you know, school starts in September. By October, I was homecoming queen. Hello, 30 days later?
People tell you, but I was told, too, that, you know, it wasn't going to happen.
I mean, it was hatred.
Oh, so, yeah, and I said, all I said was, we'll see about that.
So when you come up against that, I didn't say it in my strength. I said, because in my strength, there was nothing that could be done. There was nothing. I looked at the situation, but I knew what God I served. I said, God, help me. I said, I said that at 17 years old. I'm 37 years old. People laughed at me when I said I wanted to sing a song and make music. They were like, look, how in the world are you going to take, I'm up here showing my family and, you know, my mother, and I give it to you. Abraham Lincoln said, you will always be fed and okay if you got a praying mother. I got a praying mother. I said, Mommy, I want to sing a song. I want to come up with a music CD. She said, what's your idea? All I could do is a little beat. I was doing it with my foot. She was like, how in the world are you going to get this to a music producer and show them your little thing? I said, I don't know. I said, but some, you know what? I'm going to pray for interpretation. She was like, okay, the hook is catchy. So I showed it to everybody else. Everybody else was like, okay, don't quit your day job. Don't quit your day job. What do you think you're doing now, right? That was a Sunday. Monday, I went into the studio. I went to the producer. I said, look, let me tell you. I had this little stupid thing, little toy, and I'm a clinking, you know, and I had a toy. It wasn't even a real machine, okay? It was a toy, okay? This man didn't laugh, though. He was like, what are you doing? I said, let me try and make some music. I said, I got the little beat with my foot. I said, I got the little beat with my little toy here. I said, work with me. And I tell you, we got that beat down. It took 40 minutes to record the song. People say that don't happen, okay? So, and the first take, okay, it was done, all right? The first take, it was done. So I go, God is able to make a way out of no way when you have audacious goals. When you have audacious goals. And let me tell you, Mama Day has something that she wants to say that she has an audacious goal for.
Well, I was working, thinking about retirement. Mm-hmm. And I knew, you know, with retirement money and staying in New York, it's almost impossible. Mm-hmm. Because whatever your retirement is and Social Security, when it goes up every year, so does your rent.
Right.
So, you know, how could senior citizens really live?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to go down south because I really don't like to be, I really don't like the south to live in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a New Yorker, third mm-hmm. generation.
Mm-hmm.
So out of clear blue, my aunt called me and she wanted to give me her land. Upstate New York. 2.4 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would pass out in the medication.
You did. Uh-huh.
I was crying and carrying on. Okay, so that was done. Everything was processed. Things happened to me. And I went through what God allowed me to go through, so I could be a better messenger of his word to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then it still comes back to the changes that I went through. And at times, I always said I wanted a timber frame house.
Mm-hmm.
But where was the money coming from and this, that, and the other? And the devil got in there and said, oh, who are you to want a timber frame house and this, that, and the other? And, you know, I ate that for a little while. And then one day I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not the first one to want a timber frame house, and I won't be the last.
Mm-hmm.
Mine won't be the cheapest, and it won't be the expensive. I said, but I got a God who's more than able.
That's right.
And I said, Lord, it's like this. I don't care where, when, how, who, this and that, but I'm claiming my timber frame house, and started dreaming about it and thinking about it and talking about it. And it got to the point where, you know, I could put that on the back burner. And I was thinking about some other things that I wanted. I thought it. Boom, I got it. I said, oh, this is cute. If I said I wasn't going to do something else, well, God said, oh, yes, you are. So I became very conscious of my thinking. Not saying, just my thinking. Because whatever I thought, I got. So I said, you know, and then I started playing. I was like, oh, well, let's see if this coming true. And boom, just like that it would. So I said, okay. Let's go back to the big boy. We're going to keep thinking about this timber frame house. And lo and behold, my fiance told me to start getting things together because he was going to build my house.
Praise you, God. Praise God. Hmm? Now, see, God is good. Now, see, let me tell you, people, what are you believing for? What are you hoping for? Didn't I tell you that there might have been something that you were hoping to come to pass in 2008? God is able. We in the fourth quarter. I told you we're going to see miracle after miracle, and we're seeing it from the White House to your house, and you got to believe it. That's our new slogan, from the White House to your house. We're seeing God's favor, okay?
Amen. I like that.
That's
from
right.
From the White House to your house.
From the White House to your house. So now, you know, even Mary, Jesus' mother, she said, you know, how in the world, okay, can certain things happen? Like when the angel came to her and said, God is going to, you are going to give birth to Jesus, right? She said, how is that possible? And in Luke 1:37, he said, for nothing is impossible with God.
Amen.
I want y'all to memorize the scripture, because it's going to be the third scripture y'all have in y'all notebook you need to memorize. For nothing is impossible with God. So if I say from the White House there's favor to your house, nothing is impossible with God. What are you believing God for?
You know something? These scriptures should not only be memorized, it should be chewed on, thought out. Like they say, rooted and grounded, get it down in your spirit, in your soul, that you wake up saying it, and it will come true.
It is the truth. Because let me tell you something.
It is the truth. You got to get it grounded in there.
You got to get it in your heart. Let me tell you, when I say memorize it, I mean implanted in your soul, like Mama Day said, in your heart. Because when you believe it, that it is a fact for you. At this point, when I say Philippians 4:13, it's as if I am saying a fact that I believe, and as much as I believe I'm a black woman, I can't change that fact. I can't change the fact that I believe Philippians 4:13 is true, nor can I change that Psalms 23:1 is true, nor will I ever deny that Luke 1:37 is the undeniable truth.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a truth that it is real for you, let me tell you, when things come up against you, you be like, look, what's real? Is what I'm looking at real, or is my B-I-B-L-E real? Because, see, I'm going to tell you something. When opposition comes up against me, and I mean, and it could be real things too, okay? Like someone telling me I can't, I go, okay. But did Jesus tell me I cannot? Or did an angel from God tell Mary, for nothing is impossible with God? Did Jesus tell me I cannot? I mean, did he send me a memo saying, Charmaine, stop your plans? I mean, nowhere did he say I cannot achieve something that's if he's not with me. And so you have to believe that too. I want y'all to set an audacious goal. I want y'all to get a pen and paper right now and think about an audacious goal that you want to see come to pass this year. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how big it is. You need to see something happen for you. Now, some of y'all said, I already seen my thing come to pass. You probably have, okay, because we've been standing together for a lot of things. And I believe it. That y'all have already seen a lot of miracles in your life. But I'm talking about, is there something that y'all want to see this fourth quarter? Now, I told you, something small for me was that toy coming in the mail. Okay, I got it. My mother could tell you. She's on the phone right now. Hello. Was I excited about this toy?
Yes, you were.
Called everybody I know. Okay, I put it on my Facebook. Okay, I was telling everybody, I want this toy. Okay. This toy came, I feel so happy. Now, what I'm going to do with this toy? I'm going to look at this toy. It's going to help me expand my imagination because it's connecting me to the five-year-old that's in me, okay? So, because five-year-old Charmaine used to play with this toy and think big thoughts. So 37-year-old Charmaine is going to look at this toy and think big thoughts, whatever it takes for you to get connected. See, I told y'all, when we have service up in here, we get out our toys and our Play-Doh and our bubbles, and we get seriously into feeling like we are a child of God, because you have to allow the spirit of a child to come forth sometimes to believe in an audacious goal.
Hey, that's true.
Children believe in audacious goals, and things come to pass. I looked at my brother's daughter, Soraya. when she had when she wanted attention, she started crying. And, you know, she cried and cried until you got it right what she wanted, just a little baby, a couple of weeks old. But I looked at that, and, I mean, with the conviction that she was crying, I was like, this child can motivate the world. I mean, like, she's putting out some personal power. I mean, babies are incredible. I mean, I'm like, this is deep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's shutting down the whole house. I was like, God, if I knew how to cry like that, to get my way, boy, I would cry like that today. I can't cry with that kind of conviction. We can't cry like a baby. But I tell you the truth, when you cry out to your father, God help me, he feels that as sure as a baby's father feels it or a baby's mama feels it. When you cry out, God hears you. So audacious goal is nothing to God, for he wants to meet the desires of your heart.
Amen.
I hope you are studying Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13. Peace of mind, prosperity, being at the top, not the bottom, being blessed coming in and going out, everything that you put your hands to, blessed. Your children blessed, your work blessed, your finances blessed. I mean, we got blessings coming and going. I know y'all claiming it. Audacious? Let me tell you.
I have seen each one of you, my three children, have some audacious goals. And they've all come to pass. You, Charmaine?
Yes.
With your ministry, your books, your poetry, your professional picture taking, your taboo talk, radio and TV. Audacious. You said it, I'm going to do so and so and so. And yeah. And you've done it. Your paintings, your T-shirts, there's nothing that you don't put your hand to that you don't accomplish. Your sister, she writes her poetry, her writings. She stood, her and her husband stood on the word for their condo, and they obtained it. And he's an artist, and you know, he's recognized overseas. Your brother, electrical engineering, highly respected in his field. You know, I, as far as I'm concerned, I've set audacious goals for my three children. Nothing less was and is acceptable.
I can say
as a single mother, I put those goals out there. I instilled it in their heads when they were young. Train up a child in the way of the Lord, and it will not forsake them or leave them. It is true yesterday, and it's true today, and it will be true tomorrow. Yes, we can.
Well, Mama Day, what you have said is the truth. And it's the truth for not only us, but it's the truth for our listeners. People, I, as your spiritual mother and guide, is telling you, I'm setting an audacious goal for you. I expect nothing less than for you to use all of the talents and gifts God has given you, all. Not some, but all. And if you are not using all of your gifts, that, to me, is unacceptable.
Yes.
You are leaders in your community, leaders in your home, leaders on your job. You make God look good. An audacious goal I set for you and hold you to, hold you accountable. Nothing less will be acceptable. It's for you to give me some praise God reports that you are doing you to the fullest. So that means every day you go to work and you look great, you feel great, because let me tell you, there are a lot of people out there right now who don't have a job. So you're appreciating what you're doing. Even if these people work your nerves sometimes, you got a smile on your face because you know what? This everything is temporary.
Thank you.
Bigger and better are coming. Bigger and better things are in store for you, okay? You got God's favor. Somebody working your nose, you just say, you be saying to yourself, according to Deuteronomy 28:7, okay, they will flee me in seven directions because God is my God, okay? So you don't have to stress. What you will do is continue to implement something positive for you. Your time, talent, and treasure, okay, you're a steward of that. You're a steward of your time. You're a steward of your talent and your treasure, and you should be using it to the best of your ability. If not, you are not living life on purpose. You're just existing.
Mm.
I want you to live up to this audacious goal. Barack's goal was no more audacious. Let me tell you, he's just a man. No more, no less than you or I. But one thing that separates his achievement from ours is that he did it. He lived up to his time, talent, and treasure that God given him. I would expect you to live up to yours. Therefore, every day will be a celebration because we will hear about your news somewhere in the world. This is a worldwide ministry. We have people from all over the world tuning in. So wherever you are, I know you make God look good. So as I get ready to end this show, I want to say to you, memorize Luke 1:37. Let it get down into your heart to become a personal truth. For with God, guess what? Nothing shall be impossible for you. I have now set the bar, okay? I expect you to live up and do all of the time, talent, and treasure you have been given. Not some of the talent, all of it.
You know what? Please write us at your Taboo Talk. Who's that? .ing?
Taboo-talk .ning.com.
You know, another audacious goal that you set up.
Yeah.
And write us there. You see the Taboo Talk listeners that are there. You know, come and share with us, you know. Write Lady Charmaine Day. Write me. Let me know your problems. I'll write back. I promise. That'll make me get on the computer more, okay? That's a fabulous way of communicating, too, especially with listeners all over the world.
Yes. And you know what? I hope you get one thing. Me and Mama Day care about you. You know, there's a lot of people that say, I care, and that's the most phoniest thing, and you can hear it. But when I say I care about you, I do. When I say I'm praying for you, I am. When I say I set this expectation for you, I do. And trust, if I could go up into your household and look you right in the eye and say, are you doing it, I would.
Yes, you would.
Anybody let you know? I got friends on the network who will let you know. She does follow up. Jesus Christ will let you know. She follows up, okay, and sends a memo all the time if there's a problem. So trust, I am praying for you. And like I said, everybody is well off because they have a praying mama. Well, we got a praying mama associated with Taboo Talk. Mama Day is our praying mama. She doesn't just pray for me and her children. She prays for all of the listeners of Taboo Talk. And I wanted her to come back today to let you know that her personal story of what she did with her own children and what she does for you as the mother of this church. I want to let y'all know that you are special. You are special. In each and every one of you listening, there lies greatness because you are a child of God,
amen,
deserving nothing less than your heart's desires and to achieve the goals that you have set and the one that has been set for you today. So this month, let's be grateful. Let's be grateful that we are in this time and in this space to have seen living proof that you can set an audacious goal to be president of the United States and get it. And that if you set a goal to use all the talent that you have been given, let me tell you, you'll see people doing 50 million things, and it won't be a rapper. Okay, it'll be Sabrina who's always joining us. It'll be Charmaine, Lady Charmaine doing it. It'll be Mama Day doing it, and we already are doing it. It'll be Mo. It'll be Sandalia. It'll be all the people who are associated with this ministry. So continue to do you. It'll be Melissa. It'll be all the people who tune in. It'll be Dr. Dio Lanier. It'll be Brooklyn Mike. And if I didn't mention your name, no, it'll be you. You're special. So keep your chin up. Keep your chin up. We are all right, and we are going to obtain this audacious goal, okay? Give yourselves a round of applause. Yay! Now, at this point, I want to remind you that there are three scriptures that you should have written down in your notebooks. That's Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. That's Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that's now Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Memorize these things so they become the truth for you in your heart. And know that this broadcast is brought to you by Unlimited Help Ministries, where we help individuals transform utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. Each Sunday we have weekly rejuvenation services. That's where you come in person to get your weekly consultation. And we praise God, we sing, we actually give each other a back rub and blow bubbles, and we just really bring home the message that God loves us. And, of course, there's a message for me for the day and for the week. And that service is held at 2964 Williams Bridge Road, Suite 2H, Bronx, New York, 10467, 10:30 on Sundays. Please be there on time. Okay. For more information about Unlimited Help Ministries, more information about me, Mama Day, please log on to unlimitedhelp.com to get up-to-date information. Sabrina, thank you for chatting with us. We love you, and we'll talk with you soon. Stay special, and remember, be blessed, not stressed. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
your attention, please? May I have your attention? This is Lady Charmaine Day with Pussy Report Number 1. That's Pearls of Wisdom, Underground Christian Crew, Intelligence Report. Tell him all. Tell him all you're going through. He'll comprehend. He is your friend. Sometimes it feels like you're all alone in a world that can often be cruel. But God has been there for you. He's never abandoned you. So tell him all. Tell him all you're going through. He'll comprehend. He is your friend. When you feel like you can't make it, and every day getting up is faking it, he'll give you the strength that you need, even if your faith is as small as a mustard seed. So tell him. Tell him all, because you know what I got? I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. Can you smell what the rock is cooking? I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. Can you tell what the rock is cooking? I got Jesus, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. Can you feel what the rock is cooking? Do you know what the rock is cooking? I got Jesus, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. If you know Jesus, raise your hands. Raise them. If you know Jesus, clap your feet. Stomp your feet. If you know Jesus, walk to the left, walk to the right, walk to the left, walk to the right. Raise your hands, raise your hands. Stomp your feet, stomp your feet. No one can tell you what you know. No one can make you feel what you don't feel. If you can't feel what the rock is cooking, what do you know? I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. If you have Jesus, raise your hand. If you got Jesus, stomp your feet. If you got Jesus, clap your hands. I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. Do you know what you know, what you know? I got Jesus, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. Guess what, people? We're coming to the end. I got Jesus, you got Jesus, I got, you got Jesus.